There's an old saying, be careful what you ask for, you might just get it. Well, let's adapt that a little bit and say, be careful what you pray for, because God certainly hears us and will most surely answer one way or another. It happened to me. Through most of my life, I've tried to understand the meaning of Jesus' passion in the Garden of Gethsemane. Even when I began praying the rosary regularly, this sorrowful mystery of the agony of the garden was difficult to grasp with any depth. Yes, Jesus was going to die, and he knew it, and he knew how. And that must have been hard for him. But sweating blood, there must be more going on. So maybe I'm just slow. Or maybe there's some others here who are slow, I don't know. But a while back, I seriously took this to prayer. And I asked for some enlightenment on this thing that obviously holds great importance for our faith. And God responded in a strong and clear way. Shortly after beginning this prayer intention, I had a dream. Actually, it was more than a dream, and I'm sure some of you have experienced that. It was vivid, it was real, it was memorable. It was God speaking to me. And this dream began more as a nightmare. Because I dreamed that my wife, Mary, stopped loving me. And further, that she had stopped accepting my love. The affect was of horrible loss and sadness. My heart was more than broken. It felt something that it could not carry and human words could not describe. And it went on for a while. And then, when I could take it no more, something amazing happened. Everything that I was feeling was suddenly transferred to God's grief at the loss of our love and our rejection of his love. I was then overcome with a wave of relief, understanding, and perhaps surprisingly, joy. Relief that Mary hadn't left me, but also that God had taken the pain, my pain, upon himself. Understanding, and that I was given a closer look into what happened in Gethsemane as Jesus took the pain and the loss and sin of every person upon himself as only he, God, was big enough to do. And joy at the realization that not only could he do such a thing, but he loves us enough to actually do so, and he did. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was necessary for Jesus to take all this upon himself. And then, at Calvary, to suffer to the extreme physically, thereby rendering our debt paid in full. And for our imposition of the weight of sin and loss upon him, he returns to us a gift of great renewal and future glory. So going back to our gospel, this is why Jesus is saying that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly and be killed. And on the third day, be raised. But all that Peter hears is the loss. He is about to lose Jesus, whom he loves. He doesn't want to be without Jesus. What he doesn't comprehend yet is that Jesus doesn't want to be without him either. He doesn't want to be without any of us. Forever in heaven. For this to be, Jesus must make his way to Jerusalem and do all that must be done, as only he can do. You know, it's interesting that Peter says to Jesus, "God forbid." And yet, he is speaking to God. And it is God himself who calls for this great sacrifice of atonement. The darkness of sin cannot stand in the presence of the glory of God the Father. Let me repeat that again. The darkness of sin cannot stand in the presence of the glory of God the Father. For humanity to be with him, sin must be expunged. God's glory demands it. So many today have little concept of sin. So few consider it real or worth noting. It is considered by many an archaic, outdated sentiment that has been outgrown by sentient humanity. Like the boogeyman, sin is just a means to an end, a way to keep the ignorant and the backward in line. The intelligent, well, they can work out their own salvation, can't they? Reason with God, convincing him their way is better. Just let us all into heaven, Lord, and then we'll all start being good. To this, Jesus has a response as well. "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." And so if we are going to understand the salvation that comes from God, we have to get over ourselves and start thinking like God. Sin is real. It causes such great agony to the body and to the soul, just as it did with Jesus. The agony of his soul in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the agony of his body at the crucifixion. But all the way through Jerusalem, all the way from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross, Jesus was praying for us. This is why he rebuked Peter, saying to him, "Because of my love for you, I must take this upon myself, so that you and all others may live."